This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the Ansar accepted Islam and they provided the city of Medina as a place of peace and security for the Muslims, the Prophet ﷺ commanded the Muslims of Mecca to perform their hijrah, to migrate to Medina. Amongst them was Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu anhu. Suhaib had been a slave, but he worked his way to freedom, and he ultimately became wealthy. And Quraysh always felt entitled to the wealth that Suhaib had achieved, because he had been a slave there and somehow worked his way into that wealth. And they opposed him leaving and continued to spy on him. He tried to leave to go towards Medina, and on his way there, Quraysh, because they had been spying on him, they caught up to him and they surrounded him. And so Suhaib radiallahu anhu went up a small hill that he found. And he got on top of it and he yelled out to the people from Quraysh who had pursued him. And he said to him, "O Quraysh, you know I am the best archer amongst you." He said, "So you will not come near me except that I will shoot every arrow that I have and I will hit my target every time. And then I'll fight you with my sword until my sword breaks apart." Meaning that if you guys come to attack me, I'm going to fight back. And for sure, I'm going to take some of you down with me. And so Quraysh responded back to Suhaib, and they said, "You came to us as a poor, vagrant man. You had nothing. And now you want to leave a rich man?" And so Suhaib radiallahu anhu understood that their motivation was money. So he responded to them. He said, "Come forward if you want," meaning come fight me if you want. "Or if you want, since your motivation is about money, if you want, I'll tell you where all my money is, and you can go take it. But leave me in my affairs," meaning leave me to go do my hijrah to the Prophet ﷺ. And so they agreed. And so Suhaib began to tell them, "Go to this place, I have some money there. Go to this place, this person is holding some of my money. Go over here and dig and you'll find some money." And he told them where every single piece of wealth and possession that he had was. They even took the camel he was traveling on. And so Suhaib gave away everything and he walked the rest of the way to Medina. And as he was entering into the city of Medina, the Prophet ﷺ had already received revelation of what took place. And he was waiting for Suhaib. And he said, "Rabih al-Bay'a, ya Suhaib." Sitting on the doorsteps of Medina, he's yelling out to Suhaib, what a successful transaction, O Suhaib. What a successful deal that you made." And Suhaib responded back to the Prophet ﷺ and the companions, and he said, "May your transactions also be profitable." But he didn't understand what they were talking about. He said, What are you saying? What are you talking about?" Because Suhaib, this incident had just taken place. And there's no way they could have found out about it before he himself arrived in Medina. So he's like, "What are you guys talking about?" And the Prophet ﷺ informed him that he already knew what had happened, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَءُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Suhaib as someone who sells himself. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ. He sold himself. Subhanallah, so many people tie their self-worth and their self-identity to their possessions, that they are their possessions. And Suhaib gave away everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he sold himself, he gave away everything that he had. He sells all of it. What did he sell it for? What was the reason? Ibtigha'a mardatillah. He was seeking the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's the gift of seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wallahu ra'ufun bil ibad." Allah is kind to His servants. When you seek the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you go through hardship to attain that approval, what Allah azza wa jalla gives you is kindness. You weren't kind to yourself in seeking the approval of Allah, so He instead becomes kind for you. And He makes everything in your life easier and better and more blessed, subhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes this story of Suhaib, He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. And of the people are those who do this, who sell themselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the door is open. These verses are about Suhaib, but they're also about everyone else who wants to be like Suhaib.